בעזרת השם, מנחס חינוך, מצווה יוד, the mitzvah of achilas matzo, shir beis. The Mishnah in Psochim daf lamed hey says, Eilu dvorim she'odem yoytzi yedei chivosi ba'pesach, bechitin, besoirin, bekusmin, beshifoin, uvishiboilas shul. These are the chameshes minei dogon. What's mavur in the Gemara is that dafke these chameshes minei dogon are boyim lidei chimutz. As opposed to oiris, doichin, and various other minim, they come to sirchun, but the chemical process of chimutz doesn't apply by them. And the Gemara tells a klal that dafka these chameshes minim come to chimutz, and kemoikein, dafka these chameshes minim are roi to be matzah. Because there's a hekish. The pasuk says, lo soichal olav chometz, shivas yomim toichal olav matzois, kol sheboli de chimutz, so we have a limud that only these chameshes minim, because these are the minei dogon that come to chimutz, gufa, that's why they're able to be matzah. This klal is be'emes broader, because we have the Mishnah in Chala, Masechta Chala, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and also the Mishnah in Menachos, Daf Ayin. Over there, the Mishnah is referring to the Isser of Chodosh, and also to the mitzvah of Hafroshas Chala. And again, saying the Mishnah in Menachos and in Masechet Chala, it's mavur that the five minim of chitin, seorin, shibayla shul, shifoin, and kusmin, these are the chameshes minim that are chayiv in Chala, and these are the chameshes minim that are osur al chodosh. And the Gemara explains because we learn it out from matzah. Meaning, first we start off that these five minim are the ones that come to chometz. Then there's a hekish to matzah, loisoichal olav chometz, shivas yomim, loisoichal olav, shivas yomim. Then to the din of Hafroshas Chala, by matzah it says lechem oini, and by Hafroshas Chala it says ba'och lechem mi lechem ha'aretz. So there's a gzeira shava lechem lechem, and as well as by the iser of chodosh, the pasuk says v'lechem v'koli v'charmel, and vayta there's a gzeira shava to lechem oini. So this becomes a klal for chometz, matzah, chodosh, and chala, that these inyonim apply by the chameshes minei dogon. We spoke in the previous shir at the end already about the shaila the Minchas Chinuch is mayrich about whether these chameshes minei dogon are mitzarif, because lagabi the hafroshes chalo and also for chodosh, the Mishnah says mefurish chameshes minim elu mitzarfin for hafroshes chalo and for isur chometz also. What about lagabi matzah? Are you yoytze the mitzvah of matzah if you make a matzah out of a dough that's made out of all of these five minim? Or do you have to eat bazunder, a matzah made only out of chitin, or only out of shibayl shul? The pashtus would be that you can make, you are allowed to make an isa that's mixed together with these various minim. Or kemoiken, if you eat a chetzi kezayis of matzah shel chitin, and another chetzi kezayis of matzah shel shifoin, the pashtus would be that it's mitzarif. The Minchas Chinuch shtel, because the Mishnah doesn't say it. In the Mishnah in Chalo and in the Mishnah in Menachos, it says, umitzarifim zeim zeh. More so, the Mishnah in Psochim Daf Lamed Tes by Moror, where it says there are five minim of Moror, the Mishnah adds umitzarfin lekezayis. It's Omer Darsheni that by the Mishnah of Matzah on Daf Lamed Hey, when it says the basic din that Matzah is made out of these five minim, it didn't add the words umitzarfin lekezayis. So the Bar Tanura in his Pirish LeMishnayis says that when the Mishnah in Psochem Lamed Tes, which is the next Mishnah, says by Moror umitzarfin lekezayis, it's referring back also to the Mishnah of Matzah. But that's not the Mashmois of the Rambam, Sayin Pirish LeMishnayis and Sayin Yad, and that's where the Minchas Chinuch leaves with this question. How are you talking that by Matzah maybe there's a specific peda to eat a Matzah dafka of chitin? Or more so, the Gemara in Psochem Lamed Hey brings the braisa that says kusmin min chitin shiboilas shul and shifoin are min soirin, that as a subcategory kusmin is more meshach shaychi to chitin and shiboilas shul and shifoin is more meshach shaychi to soirin. Rashi over there says that this is a reference to hilchas chala or to hilchas shafroshes truma because of min b'she'enoi minoi. Why isn't he mefarashit l'inyan matzah? That maybe by matzah there's a kepei dafka chitin with kusmin, maybe dafka shiboilas shul and shifoin with soirin. The pashtus would be because by matzah taka all the five minim are mitzarif. The shaila was, so why didn't the Mishnah say so? So the Menchas Chinuch then brings the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Zayin, that the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Zayin says, v'imlokat mikulon kezayis le'inyin chometz chayiv kores u le'inyin matzah yotze yedei chayvosoi. Toisvis in Brachas Lamed Zayin is mefarish that member, that Gemara, is referring to the Chameshes Minei Dagon. If you malak it from all of them, a kazayis, if it's chametz, it will be considered chametz. And if you malak it from all of them, a kazayis, the Chameshes Minei Dagon, you'll be yoy to the mitzvah of matzah. If that's pshat on the Gemara there in Brachas Lamed Zayin, according to Toisvis, we have a mefarish Gemara that the Chameshes Minei Dagon amit starif. But Rashi learns the Gemara differently there. Rashi learns the Gemara there is referring to different various menachos, that if you mitzarif various menachos together. Like Rashi, we have yet to find a mefurish Gemara that the chameshes mean a dogan amitzarif. But the pashtus is that they are. Now this is just the first stage of building up what a matzah is. We see that the first nakuda is that the ingredient, a matzah, means that it's made out of a kemach that's from the chameshes mean a dogan. If it's from oyres, doichen, various other minim that are not the chameshes mean a dogan, that's not a matzah. But another nakuda is that matzah is lechem. Lechem oini. And matzah therefore has to be lechem. And lechem means something that the broch is hamoitzi. And therefore the pashtus is if you create a matzah somehow that in the tzura how you prepared it would only be a mezoinis, with alamichya, that's not a matzah. A matzah must be something that the broch is hamoitzi. So the question is, there are various cases by lechem where basically there's always a set rule, either things are hamoitzi or it's a mezoinis. But you have certain dugmois, such as pas habo bekisnin, or truknin, which the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Zayin explains, truknin is kuva da'ara, which means it's baked in a certain process on the floor instead of in the oven. It's nefa al gabi karka. Now, the point of these cases, whether it's pas habo bekisnin or truknin, and there are other dugmois to this, is that it's not poshut if these things are the brachas mezoinis or hamoitzi, and it depends if you koiveya suda. If you just eat a kazayis or a little bit more, then the brachas mezoinis and the bracha achroin is ala michya. If you koiveya suda on it and you eat a few kibetzim and it's a betsura chashuva of kvias, then the brachas hamoitzi and the bracha achroin is gimel brachas regular birchas hamozen. I'm not going now into discussing whether pizza, if it's pasa baba kisnin, and how many slices you have to eat because in order to be chayiv a birchas hamazon, because we're discussing matzah, not pizza, and you can't make pizza matzah. I don't want to go into that. But the point is like this. What if you made a matzah, and it's made out of the chameshes minei dogan, but you made it in an oifen that it's pasa baba kisnin, or you made it in an oifen that it's truknin, where if it wouldn't be Pesach, on Tu B'Shvat, if you would be eating this thing, what's its bracha? Well, it depends. If you eat a kezayis, then the bracha is mezoinis, and the bracha achroin will be alamichya. If you're kaveya suda on it, then, and you eat a few kibetzim, then the bracha will in fact be hamoitzi. If you knew in advance that that's what you were planning to do, you should make a hamoitzi, netilas yadayim, and hamoitzi, and the bracha achroin is birchas hamozen. The question becomes, Lagabi, the mitzvah of matzah. The mitzvah of achilas matzah is to eat a kezayis. Are you yoytze if you eat a kezayis of such matzah? Matzah of truknin, of kuvid da'ara, of pasa baba kisnin? On one end, since you weren't kaveya suda, what you ate was a mezoinis. You weren't yoytze, it's not lechem. Only if you're kaveya suda is it considered lechem. So there's a shtickle stira about it. The Magen Avraham tells that the Rambam is mashma that you could eat matzah made with meperis, which is lechera technically, pasa baba kisnin. How could you eat matzah made out of meperis? The Minchas Chinuch establishes, and a lot of achronim go like this, that if you have such matzah, where agan siyor, yeah, manishtana halayla hazem, yikol halaylas. Agan siyor, this is a kind of a matzah, a truknin, a pasavu b'kisnin, kuvid ara. It's a kind of a matzah that the bracha would only be a mezoinis, and the bracha achronim would be alamichya. But on Leila Seder, if you eat a kezayis of such a matzah, you are yoytza. The chashivas of the fact that the shear of kiyam mitzvahs matzah is a kezayis gives it the chashivas, gives it the kvias. You will kivei a suda on a kezayis, and you'll be yoytze the mitzvahs esay deiris of matzah by eating a kezayis. You'll make a hamoitzi, and you'll be chayiv birchas hamozen if all you eat is a kezayis. Even though tomorrow, the next week, the week before, if you would have eaten such matzah, the only way to be making hamoitzi ubirchas hamozen would be by eating a full few kebetzim and being kivei a suda. On Leil Pesach, eating a kezayis is the kviyas suda. There's a few dogmois to this idea, the Marachar Zeru as Mavur, that by every Leil Shabbos V'yomtif, if you eat a kezayis of such pasa baba kisnin or kuvid da'ara, you'll make a hamoitzi and birchas hamozen, because the chashivas of making it a suda, Shabbos gives it a kviyas. Certainly here for the kviyas of making the kiyam mitzvah matzah. Another dogma the Minchas Chinuch brings as a tzustel for this is because you're allowed to eat achilas arai chutz l'sukkah. Now, b'derech klal, during the 7 days of Sukkot, you're even allowed to eat a kebetza or a touch more, as long as it's not mamish and achilas keva. And eating even a kebetza outside the sukkah is not a problem. It's achilas arai, oichlan achilas arai chutz l'sukkah. Except for the first night of Sukkot. Because on Leil Tesvov, where there's a special mitzvah of Tesvov, that just like there's a mitzvah to eat a kezayis of matzah on Leil Pesach, there's a mitzvah to eat a kezayis of matzah on Leil Sukkot. Oy bazoy, it's usur to eat a kezayis of matzah outside the sukkah. Because even though the shear of achilas arai normally is more than a kebetza, only then is it called kviyas. But on Leil Tesvov, where the kiyam mitzvah is to eat a kezayis inside the sukkah, so then already eating a kezayis outside the sukkah is an isra of achilas kva chutz l'sukkah. Whether this is true even later in the night after you already ate your kezayis in the sukkah, I'm not sure. But the idea that the fact that that's good for the chashivas of the shir kezayis is decisive, that it's considered achilas kva and it's usur to eat a kezayis chutz l'sukkah, the Minchas Chinuch is stelling to that tour in Siman Tov Resh Lamed Tes by Hilchas Sukkah, that on Leil Tesvov you can't eat a kezayis outside the sukkah. You see that sometimes that could give the chashivas of kviyas. Similarly, zok the Minchas Chinuch, if you'll eat a kezayis of this matzah, that b'derech klal it's a kind of a matzah that wouldn't be hamoitzi unless you're kaveyas suda, you're yoitza already the mitzvah of matzah by eating a kezayis. The Bach in the Torah in Siman Kuf Samaches learns differently. And Menachas Chinuch brings that the Bach is different. And the Bach has a Moir de Geshita. He says, you can be yoitza the mitzvah of matzah with such matzah of Pasa Baba Kisnin or Truknin. But you're only going to be yoitza if you take a Kaveya Suda. You won't be yoitza with just a Kazayas. You must eat the amount that's considered Kviya Suda. And only then are you yoitza. If you only eat a kezayis, hast geessen ha-mezoinis azah, make an alamichia and start again. You didn't do the mitzvah yet. You mekayim the mitzvah, they're eating a few kebetzim, until you'd get to the shir of kviyas suda. Which leads us to a very fascinating shaila. What's the gedder? You know, the mitzvah of matzah is to eat a kezayis. Now this fellow sat on Leil HaSeder, and he made a bracha ha-moitzi, and he ate first a kezayis of this pasa baba kistin, of this truknin. He wasn't kviyas suda yet. He wasn't yoytze the mitzvah yet. So he has to continue on and eat more and more until he's Kaveya Suda. But now that he was Kaveya Suda and he ate the full 3-4 kibbetzim, where was his mitzvah's matzah? There's a mitzvah that says the reis of achilas matzah. Is the pshat that the entire 4 kibbetzim, that's his mitzvah? Hare, the mitzvah of matzah is to eat one kezayis. Where's his kezayis shel mitzvah? I'm clearing, maybe it's a chiddush, but I'm clearing that the first kezayis is already his mitzvah. Because be'etzim, once he eats the full 4 kebetzim and is megala and shtel zavek, that he was yeh kivei yesuda, so that first kezayis was already lechem. The issue is that if you're not kivei yesuda, it's not lechem, it's daiso ba'alma, it's not lechem. But he was kivei yesuda. By being kivei yesuda, he in fact was megala, that maybe the first kezayis is already the kiyam ha-mitzvah. It's not pashut. Again, let's even shtelovek our options, whether it's a gilui that the first kezayis is his kiyam, or maybe a different tsugang would be that the last kezayis is the kiyam, or maybe that the entire 4 kebetzim, that's the oifen, had to be makayim mitzvah matzah, even though b'derech klal the shir is kezayis, all 4 kebetzim together inherently become your mitzvah. If we'll say that the mitzvah be'emes is the first kezayis, I want to say, and matziah, tremendous chiddush, tzorech in ledina, but you ate this matzah of truknin, of pasah b'kisnin, and you ate a full 4 kebetzim of it. But be'emes, your mitzvah matzah was that first kezayis. It was necessary for you to eat a full shir of kviyas suda, because only then is it considered that that first kezayis was lechem, was hamoitzi deka matzah. Let's start even from Gora Chiddush. What if he only ate the first kezayis before chatzois? The rest of the 3.5 kebetzim he ate afterwards. Now, you're not supposed to eat after Afikoyman, I know. But Lamai, so that's what he did. He went and ate it afterwards. I'm clearing his yoitza. The mitzvah, the kezayis shel mitzvah was that first kezayis. The rest of the achila is a hechatimtza to shtel it avek, that's an achila of kviyas. It wouldn't be ma'akiv if he ate that after chatzois. What if he ate the rest of it besides the first kezayis? Achila sheloi kedarka. We know, the Menachas Chinuch names on that, you're not yoitza achila sheloi kedarka by matzah. But what about the hashlomah? It's only a hechatimtza to make it achila of kviyas. What if you were karchoi besiv? You know, you're not yoitza mitzvah smatza if it's korchoi besiv. We spoke in the previous year. But here, the mitzvah is the first kazayis. The rest of it is just a timtzah to be. Maybe karchei besiv would be good. Although I saw that the Tshuvas Maram Shik says that karchei besiv, the same way you're not yotze mitzvahs with karchei besiv, and it's not considered macholis asuris if it's karchei besiv, who would then you're not chayiv in birchas hamozoin if it's karchei besiv. But I still want to go a step weiter. You know, you're not supposed to eat the matzah bezman hazeh together with maror, because matzah bezman hazeh is doiraisa, and maror bezman hazeh is only a derabanan, and the maror derabanan will be mavatel the matzah doiraisa. But in our case, this fellow that's eating matzah of truknin, of pasav abakisnin, after he ate his first kezayis, he's eating the rest of the few kebetzim to be mashlam his shir kvias. It's really not the mitzvah itself, it's just a chatimtza for the mitzvah. Maybe maror won't be mavatel it. And to go on to a huge chiddush. What if he already ate 2.5-3 kebetzim already of this matzah shel truknin, but he didn't get to the shir of kviyas suda for the base, what the brachas handbooklet said, he has to eat a certain shir of how many grams. He still needs a few more grams to be mashlim that shir, and he doesn't have any more of this matzah left. But he has a small piece, rachman al-islan, of chametz. Maybe he has a mitzvah to eat a little chetzi shir of chametz to be mashlim his shir of kviyas suda in order to be yotze matzah. Hagge ba'atzmecha lela seder, and as a hechatimtza for you to be mekayim your mitzvah of matzah, which you already did the kezayis, now you have to be mashlim the shir kviyas suda. Hayitochin chametz could be mashlim the shir. That would be gor meshunadik. It's a quiz question. How do you have a case that a person has to eat a pochus mikazayis of chametz, and that's gar mashlim his mitzvah of matzah? Now, there are other dugmois to this idea, but again, that concept that in the Bach, that you're yoytza the mitzvah of matzah here, but not with the first kazayis, but only after you're fully kaveya the suda. And we're having a hard time understanding what exactly is the status of that 3.5 beitzim that you're eating afterwards, as a hechatimtza to let you be yoytza with the first kazayis. You know, l'mashal, there's a din that a person is supposed to spend up till chaymish of nechosav in order to do a mitzvah. What if he already ate that first kezayis, and then, when he's going to eat the rest of the matzah there, which is just a hechatimtza to be mashal the shir, someone gives him an ultimatum, I'm not letting you eat it unless you give me a chaymish of your nechosav. You have to spend chaymish nechosav. It's not the mitzvah itself, it's the hechatimtza to be yoytza the mitzvah. You know, achrei kol chesh ben zeh, I wanted to maybe say a suggestion that this is a Bach l'shitosei. The whole concept we're saying over here, that you yotze with the first kezayis, and then you eat a few more kebetzim of this matzah, and that's the kviyas suda, but then you yotze afterwards with the first kezayis. It's hard. We said it's crazy. You can be yotze with chametz, you can be yotze after chatzos. Maybe it's the Bach l'shitosei. It's you do it at the Bach shita is, that on Leil Tesvov, not only is the first kezayis that we eat a kiyum special mitzvah of Be'erev Teichlu Matzis, any matzah that you eat on Leil Tesvav is also a kiyum of the Be'erev Teichlu Matzis. I don't mean the gross din that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, a kiyum mitzvah all 7 days. That's nochashmus. But the Bach shita is that on Leil Tesvav, the yoyser michdeh kezayis is oichet matzah. Only the Bach l'shitosei that holds that shita, that even yoyser of the kezayis is a chiluk of the mitzvah of Be'erev Teichlu Matzis, can suggest that you can eat a matzah that's going to be the kviyas suda of eating a few kebetzim of it, and that will be your matzah. The Mechas Chinuch then brings the din of matzah mevusheles, where the Gemara is mevor that matzah mevusheles, even though if you cook a lechem after you bake it, it's still in certain oifanim considered berchasei hamoitzi, and it will still be berchas hamozen. It's not ois lechem. So here you have a matzah. It's made out of the chameshes minei dogon. The broch is hamoitzi, which was what we needed until now. But then you cooked it, even though it's still berchasei hamoitzi. By matzah, there's a special halacha that ain't by tam matzah, and we paskin you're not yoitza because it lost the tam of matzah, which is a shver zach. We paskin and we spoke in the previous year. Bala matzah yotza. Bola moror lo yotza, because when you boilea, you don't have the tam. And bola matzah, we don't care that you don't have the tam. As long as bli is an achil, it's good. You have to say, but a matzah mevushelis bechefza is a matzah that doesn't give tam. Ad kadei kach, the Menchas Chinuch says, a moir de kechidish here, that bederach klal, you know, there could be botel beroiv. If a matzah that for whatever reason is not good gets mixed in with some good matzahs, we'll say botel beroiv. But if a matzah mevushelis gets mixed in, it won't help. Because soif kosef, the matzah mevushelis doesn't have tam matzah. And there's an Arichas Dvaram on that. We'll move on to the next Shlav. The Rambam Shita is, in the din, there's a din of Lechem Oini, that matzah has to also be, after we said it's Chameshes Minei Dogon, and it has to be a Berchas HaMoitzi, another Tanai is that it has to be Lechem Oini. And if you make the matzah out of other Yayin, Shemen, Dvash, things like that, it's not lechem oini, it's matzah ashira. And for the mitzvah of Leil Tezvav, you're not yoitze. There's a t'nai that it has to be lechem oini. It's yidua that the Shitas HaRambam in Hilchas Chametz U'Matzah Perek Vav Alachahei, that the din of matzah ashira is only by yayin, shemen, cholov, and dvash. Not other made peiris. Apple juice, other made peiris is not considered matzah ashira. Most Rishonim argue, there's a big arichas in the Beis Yosef and in the Poskim about it, but we're going to start with the Rambam's Shita. The Rambam's Shita is that the din of matzah ashira is only yayin, shemen, dvash, and cholov. If you want to consider it matzah ashira, only those four mashkin. If you make a matzah with any other made peiris, apple juice, some other made peiris, it's not. It's considered lechem oini. It's taka lechem oini. It's not matzah ashira. Only yayin, shemen, dvash, v'cholov is matzah ashira. Fret the Magid Mishnah. Fine. So that means you want to tell me that you can make a matzah with apple juice. It's not matzah ashira. Matzah ashira, that din that you need lechem oini, is only yayin, shemen, dvash, v'cholov. Make a matzah with apple juice. Frek the Magid Mishnah. But if you make a matzah with apple juice, it can't come to chametz. The klal is mei peiros ein machmitzin, and that means any mei peiros. So how could the Rambam go and say that you can technically make a matzah with apple juice? You're only not allowed to make a matzah with yayin shemen cholov dvash, because that's matzah ashira. But you can make a matzah with apple juice. Frek the Magid Mishnah. If you make the matzah with apple juice, it can't come to chametz. And we already said there's a rule. A matzah that can't come to chametz is not able to be considered matzah. And we see in the Magid Mishnah a fascinating knitch. Until now, and we're going to see it's a machlokes rishonim. Until now, we were saying that the kemach, the flour, the kemach of the matzah must be made out of a chameshes minei dogon, because it must be made out of a zad dogon, that it's a dogon that can come to chimutz. The Ramban holds that even the dough, even if it is made out of the chameshes minei dogon, it's made out of the chameshes minei dogon. Oh, but you then, instead of using water, you made it with mei peiros. That's an isa, a dough, that the lisha of that isa can't come to chametz. How the Magid Mishnah that's also a problem. The tnai of matzah she'osi lidei chametz is not only a zah matzah that the dogon is made out of the chameshes minei dogon. It has to be a dough that can come to chametz. Frekter, if you make a matzah with mei peiros, maskim it's not matzah ashira. The Rambam holds matzah ashira is only yayin shemen cholov dvash, but it's not royli dei chametz. And if it's not royli dei chametz, it can't be matzah. Now, a lot of the Rishonim argue because they say, no, we don't care. It doesn't bother us that the dough is made out of a juice that can't come to chimetz. So if the kemach is a kemach that could come to matzah, that could come to chimetz. Every time after you bake the matzah, it can't come to chametz anymore. That's the point. You made it into a matzah. But it could have been chametz. No, this flour, before I mixed it with the apple juice, could have been chametz. The Magid Mishnah, though, wants to suggest in-between level. He says, we're talking that you made the matzah with apple juice and water. Meaning, in a chanami, if you made it with just apple juice, maskim, it's not matzah ashira, because one more time, matzah ashira is only yayin, shem, and chol of dvash. Maskim, it's not matzah ashira, but it's taken out a good matzah for a different reason. It's a matzah she'ena yochalov lidei chametz. What we're referring to is when you make it with apple juice and water together. Frektim in cheschinach, even if you make it with apple juice and water together, even if you make it with apple juice and water together, it can only be chametz nuksha. It still won't be chametz gomer. And the Mechas Chinuch says, he wants to go a step further. Only a zad dough, or only a zad matzah that has the potential to become chametz gomer, is considered matzah. A matzah that's made with apple juice and water, which potentially, if you don't watch it, will become chametz nuksha. But it won't become chametz gomer, that's also not enough to be a matzah. Mechas Chinuch brings a raya. Because we know Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's shita is that even oirez can come to chametz. And the Gemara Taka says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that you're allowed to make a matzah out of oirez. Because oirez also is bali de chimutz. It's also a min dogon. And it's bali de chimutz and it's good for matzah. It's chayven chodesh, chala, it's matzah, it's lechem, it's alazachem. Problem is, in two lines earlier, the Gemara said, a braisa, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said it's usher to cook oirez and doichin on Pesach. And then the next braisa he says, a matzah made out of oirez is good. Why didn't he say a matzah made out of doichin is good? Is the emesis the mafreshim deal with this and say various trutzim? But the Mechas Chinuch wants to say his knech. Oirez can become mamish chometz gomer. And since it can mamish be chometz gomer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds, it could also be a matzah. Doichin! Even if it might come to chometz and he doesn't let you cook with it, but it's not going to be chometz gomer. And only something that's able to be chometz gomer is able to be considered matzah. But again, this is a big machlokes rishonim. Other rishonim hold, as long as it's made out of the chameshes minei dogon, even if you make it with apple juice, as long as there's no problem of matzah ashira, I don't mind that it doesn't come to chametz. Another dogma we have, this is the Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Nun Daled. There's a shaila if you're allowed to make matzah out of subin, which is certain coarse flour. And there are various issues. Maybe subin is not considered lechem, but the Magen Avraham is ma'orer. How could you make it with subin? Subin is not boli de chimutz. So how could you say a matzah made out of subin is good, but subin is not a flour that can come to chimutz? Here it's without even liquid. The flour itself made out of subin can't come to chimutz. So the Magen Avraham, no problem. So if this subin comes from chitin, comes from one of the chameshes mini dogon, it's a min of dogon that can come to chimitz. It doesn't bother me that in its subin state that it can't. As long as be'etzim it's able to be able to come part of chametz. Now there's a few other tenoyim in matzah. Well, shtel this avek based on the Gemara in Pesachim daf lamed ches. We already said that a matzah has to be made out of chameshes mini dogon, and in an oifen that it's able to boli dechimutz, and it can't be matzah ashira. You have the Gemara in Pesachim daf lamed ches. The Gemara says that chalis toida and rekike nozir are not good for matzah. So the Gemara says, why not? Why is chalis toida and rekike nozir not good for matzah? So there's a machloikis Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbah says because ushmartim es hamatzois, and you need it to be shmur matzah. It has to be shmira lishma. We'll talk more about this behemshich, but there's a din of shmira lishma. And by chalis toide, rekike nozer, you did shmira lishem karbonis toide. You didn't do a shmira lishem mitzvah matzah. That's Rabbah. Rabbi Yosef says no, the problem is because it's not roi lishivas yomim, and only a matzah haru'i lishiva. And this you can only eat, the Rekike Matzahs of Toida and Nozer, you can only eat for a Laila V'yoyim. So that's the two reasons why Rekike Nozer and Lachmi Toida are no good. It's not Shmura L'Shem Matzah, and it's not Roy L'Shivas Yomim. Frekta Gemara over there in Pesachim, there's another problem. Lachmi Toida you shmir with oil. And if you shmir it with oil, it's Matzah Ashira. Shemen for sure is one of the four mashkim that even the Rambam agrees is a problem. It's not Lechem Oini. So the Gemara says, you only shmir a small amount of oil. It's mostly made with water. There's a revius of shemen for a whole bunch of lechem over there. That's not enough that it's considered matzah shira. Gemara has another problem that lach mei toida not nechel b'chol mei shvei seichem. So the Gemara is, it's nechel b'noi v'givoin. Fine. What comes to Maisa now is like this. It's brought down, the Ravid brings down, and the Pais can bring it, that the din of matzah ashira, and that if you mix the matzah with mei peiros, it's only a problem if the dough itself had mei peiros. But if you have a matzah that you already baked, and then you shmir it with oil, then it's not a problem. It's only a problem if it was the etzem lisha of the isa had shemen in it. And the pella is frek tishara melech. Then what was the Gemara's kasha by lach mei toida? By lach mei toida, we're referring to it after it was already baked. If it's after it was already baked, then why should it be a problem? He says, maybe there it's very hot still, just after you got it out of the oven, and then when you smear it with oil, the oil does get eingezapped into it. You have to know. So we covered various halakam klapi the chelak of matzah, and an interesting sikkum. You know, there's a big shaila, maybe we have to talk about this as a separate topic, but we'll mention it. Were you able to be yoytze the mitzvah of matzah in the midbar al yidei eating the mon? Was mon considered technically kosher for matzah? So a few of the issues that the achrayim amoyer why mon wouldn't be good. First of all, matzah has to be made out of chameshes mine dogon. Mon is some miraculous Michael, but it's not chameshes mine dogon. There's a din be'etzim. Matzah must be chameshes mine dogon. A second issue, matzah is only a matzah that could have come to chametz. Mon couldn't come to chametz. But pashtas the achrayim say if you would have a machshava that the mon should taste like something usser, you had a mind that should taste like chazer, or tastes like chametz, it wouldn't happen. So mon is not something that's able to be chametz. Another issue is that matzah has to be royal shiva, we mentioned. Mon is not royal shiva. It disintegrated every day. You had to get a new portion every day. Also, I don't know if there was shmira l'shma. We said you need a din of shmira l'shma by matzah. Another thing is matzah has to be that the brach is hamoitzi. I don't know if not so poshut, if mon, what the bracha was, if it was hamoitzi or the brachas hazon. So that's various issues that we handle over here is Hashlama L'Gabi the Din of Matzah. But there's one more chelik. One last time. We mentioned that the Rambam says that the Din of Matzah Ashira is only by Yayin, Shemen, Cholov, and Dvosh. But if you make a matzah out of other May Peiros, it's a good matzah. It's not Matzah Ashira. It's Lechem Oini. Matzah with apple juice is Lechem Oini. Correct the Ramban, but it's not a dough that's able to become techimots. So we answered it. We spoke about the Magid Mishnah. It's made out of dogon that's able to become techimots. But then the Ramban has another kasha. There's a din by matzah that it needs to be shmira l'shma. This is mavur by the sugya of lachmi toid that we mentioned. It's also gemara in chulin daf dalid, gemara in psachim daf mem b'tzeka shel nachrim. Matzah has to be shmura l'shma. Frek the Ramban, if you're going to make a matzah with just apple juice and it can't come to chimutz, in mitzias it can't come to chimutz, where's the kiyum of shmura matzah? Where did you do your shmira? It shouldn't be a good matzah because you didn't do a shmira. So the Menchas Chinuch Bariches will say just the Nakuda says a Moira de Keteretz. We know there's a Machlokes Rishonim. When does the din of Shmira start? Is it Shmira Mishas Lisha, or do you already need to do Shmira Mishas Ktzira V'tchina? So he says mamash the opposite of what you would have thought. He said if the chiyuv to do Shmira already starts from Ktzira or Tchina, then you are able to make a matzah with apple juice. Because in a Hanami, as soon as you take the flour and mix it with the apple juice and you start doing Lisha, there's no more inyan of Shmira. It can't come to chimutz. So where's your kiyum of Shmira? Teretz says you already did Shmira. You did Shmira earlier by the Ktsira, by the Tchina. It suffices that you did Shmira then. Vashteitzach b'derekla, when you make matzah with water, you have to do Shmira till the end. Here, you grab the made with apple juice, ois Shmira. Aba has shen yitan Shmira. Mashenkin, if you learn that me'ikar adin midoraisa, the din of Shmira is only from Shas Lisha, that's the Ramban has a good kasha. The Ramban l'shitosei holds that midoraisa Shmira is only from Lisha. The din of Shmira b'shas ksiris are the Rabbanon. Frek the Ramban, rightfully so. A Shmira b'shas Lisha? The Shmira b'shas Lisha is when the din of Shmira starts. How could you make a matzah with apple juice? So maskim, it's not lech, it's lechem oini. Maskim, it's the dogon is royal oil with the chimitz. But where's your din shmura matzah? You should have to make it with water in order that it should be a kiyum of matzah shmura. Shmura l'shmura.